I am Plante on the line in Vancouver, British Columbia at thecommentary.ca. Opening tomorrow night, Wednesday, the 28th of January, is the latest Arts Club Theatre Company production, The Golden Anniversaries. It's the Western Canadian premiere of the comedy drama by Canadian playwright Mark Crawford. He joins me now to preview the show and the moving and humorous portrait of a couple celebrating 50 years of marriage and what he might have wanted to impart to an audience as a result. In the show starring Peter Anderson and Eileen Barrett, Glenn and Sandy are about to celebrate their 50th anniversary, but Sandy has canceled the party at the cottage and kicked him to the curb. He wants to talk, and as the show unfolds, we're witness to laughter, reflection, regret, tenderness, and an honest reckoning. Mark Crawford is an actor and playwright whose work includes the plays Stag and Doe, The Birds and the Bees, The New Canadian Curling Club, The Gig, and Boys, Girls, and Other Mythological Creatures. The website for more is at markcrawfordplays.com. The show at the Granville Island Stage has been in preview since last week, opens tomorrow, and runs until the 15th of February. Visit artsclub.com for tickets and information. We spoke this past Thursday with Mark joining me from his home in Stratford, Ontario. Please welcome to the Plante Online program, Mark Crawford. Mr. Crawford, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. I guess the thing that I was just reading before we started here, Glenn and Sandy, I guess their last name is Golden as well, isn't it?
That's right. So the Golden Anniversaries is a play on words. It is their golden anniversary, their 50th wedding anniversary, the day of the play. And it is also, we see many different anniversaries over the course of those 50 years. Mm-hmm. Of the Goldens, yeah. So I guess every anniversary for them is technically a golden anniversary.
Indeed. So they've been married for 50 years. They've always celebrated their anniversary, have they, at this cottage?
That's right. So they come to this cottage on the lake every single year since the night of their wedding, basically. So we see them on this particular night of their 50th wedding anniversary. That's sort of the framing of the play, but also there are these memory scenes where we go back to, as I said, many different anniversaries or wedding nights along the way. So we see them at when they're newlyweds, and then about 13 years into their marriage, mm-hmm. and about 25 years in, and then about 40 years in. So we see different points along the way.
So we'll get to that in just a sec, but on the 50th, right. I guess there's a problem here, how better to ask the playwright, what is the state of their marriage on the 50th year?
Well, there's trouble in paradise on the 50th year, yeah, after surviving, 50 years together, the ups and the downs and the good and the bad. About a week before the play begins, Sandy, the wife of the couple, has kicked Glenn out of their house, and he's been staying at the cottage, at this sort of family cottage, for the last week, trying to reconnect with her. She's not answering his calls, in her mind, when the play begins, it's over, they're done. They had 50 years, pretty good run, but she's done with him, and he wants to talk and connect and get to the bottom of the real reason for this sort of split.
And I guess this comes together for the audience when we see, the state of their union through these flashbacks as well, right?
That's right. So we get to see them in a much, much happier time.
Yeah.
And see them as they are newlyweds, very happy on their wedding night, but not without complications, as young parents, sort of middle-aged business people, really busy with work and family and other obligations, and a couple of other points where they're sort of trying to reconnect a little bit later in life, maybe when they're in their 50s, they're trying to spice things up in their marriage. So we get to see these different points and see, like I said, like the ups and the downs and the highs and the lows of 50 years of marital bliss.
And so there's a lot of laughter, too, in 50 years, right?
That's right. Yeah, the play is like, I sort of have called it, or the Arts Club is calling it a comedy drama. So it's got both, but there is a lot of humor and a lot of laughs along the way. Yeah, the kind of dynamic of this particular couple and the specifics of their marriage and their family life, and who they are as people. And just the fun and the humor of seeing things that are on the wedding night. You don't think much of that character that gets referenced, and then much later we find out that person has become very important in their life, or, you know, has made a big change or something. So, I was really interested to tell a story that takes place over a very long period of time and also happens, within the span of like 2 hours on one night.
Yeah.
So it's sort of both things at the same time.
What did you want to say about not just these later years, but when you look back at a lifetime? Because, I mean, these are two people who are over 50, obviously, but have spent 50 years together, have built a life together and a family together. In terms of telling a story of these lives as they intertwine with one another, I mean, was there something happening in your own life that struck you, say, inspired you to write this, say?
I mean, I was really inspired to write about a relationship. I really wanted to write a play about one marriage or one union. And I had that idea of writing a play that took place over a long period of time, or that we got to see the sort of the big story arc, as well as the sort of one night story arc. I mean, in my family, these people are not based on people in my family.
Sure,
they're not, you know, they are not my parents, for example.
Yeah.
But in my family, we have lots of marriages that have lasted 50 years, you know. A lot of, like, both sets of grandparents of mine were married for over 50 years. Aunts and uncles, my parents are coming up on 50, like, next year. I am in a relationship myself. We're 15 years in, so, you know, we're not anywhere close to 50 years. But the idea of love over that long period of time, and how people stay together, and how we do this thing, how we build a life together, and exploring both the funny sides of that and the foibles of marriage and love and coupledom, but also the harder parts and the moments where you're not on the same page, or one person wants one thing and one person wants another. All of that for me was really interesting. And then also to write it for older actors, to write a play for two people. The characters are like in their early 70s, and that to me was really interesting. I think in a lot of aspects of society, we sort of forget about our seniors, and especially in the theater, we have these incredibly talented senior actors, and we kind of put them out to pasture in a way. And I thought, can I write a play with two really great roles for actors of that age? So, yeah, that was sort of all grist for the mill.
I guess the thing that I'm wondering, Mark, as I'm talking to you about this play and this upcoming production is, it may not come from personal experience or the experience you've witnessed of others, but is there any wisdom that you've derived over the years that the Golden Anniversary perhaps has? I mean, is there something that you learn even?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to give anything away in the play, but a big part of the play is about memory and what we remember and what we forget and what we kind of choose to forget, or how we choose to remember things and how we choose to tell stories, or how different people's versions, even a man and a wife, like a husband and wife, who were there on the day at the same time, they were the only two people who experienced this thing, and their versions of those events are very different, or their memories of them are very different. So That was one thing I wanted to explore in the play. I don't know, like, necessarily what my wisdom is about that, other than the fact is these people have made it work. They have stuck together, and they have, like, worked through the hard parts of their marriage, and they have, of course, been frustrated with each other, and they've driven each other up the wall, but they have stuck together. And this moment of the play is their real, you know, and I don't think anyone sees this coming after 50 years, but to have the real test of your marriage, of the strength of your relationship, to happen 50 years into it when you're 72 years old, you know? Yeah, without giving anything away, it's just like, how do these people go forward? And how do they either reconnect or don't? And how do they, really, I guess, how do you get to a point where you're ready to face the truth and face face what obstacle is coming next for you? And that really, if you're able to do that, then you can do it together. And I suppose that maybe is the wisdom of the play.
When a company like the Arts Club mounts a production, this is the Western Canadian premiere of the Golden Anniversaries, how involved are you with the show?
Yeah, that's a great question. I've had great chats with the director, Arthi Chandra, so we had some sort of preliminary chats early on just about the play and about big picture stuff. Mm-hmm. And as she and the Arts Club were putting the team together and casting the play, and, you know, we just sort of talked about who these characters are as she started to cast the actors. And then we've had lots of little, like, email exchanges as in the lead up to rehearsal and through rehearsal. There would be questions of going, like, what does this line mean? Or is this what this intention is? And even, you know, there was a typo in the script, for example. And she was like, what is this? Is this right or wrong? This feels like a typo, but I'm not sure. You know, so big stuff and little tiny stuff like that. I even just talked to her earlier today. She had a question about one scene in the play, you know, and just wanted to run it by me as the person who created it. So it's been really great. I'm also coming out to see a couple of previews and to be there for the opening night. So, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing previews when they're also still in rehearsal. So they'll do it in front of an audience, and then they'll go back and have a rehearsal, and then they'll do it in front of an audience again. So in order, just to have a chance to share my two cents, if there is something that I think, oh, this moment could be funnier, or this I intended it to be this way or something. But it's not my job to direct the play, and so if I can help them out or offer some little nuggets of wisdom, that's great. But somebody texted me a picture of the set last night, and it looks great. So, so I've sort of been involved as much as I can be from here without also intruding and wanting them to be able to do their own production and do their work on their own without the playwright breathing down their neck.
You must be a great resource for them and other companies that will produce this, I'm sure, in the future. But
I hope so. People do love, I think most people love a living playwright, you know. A lot of times we work on,
right,
on plays,
right,
by dead people, and so it's nice to be able to actually pick up the phone and go, hey, what does this mean?
Yeah. So what is it like then when you hear other people asking you questions about it and say have an idea of how they'll interpret it? I mean, that must add another layer to the work itself, you know, because the work's been done for a while for you. To engage with it again must be an experience altogether unique.
Yeah, it is unique, and it's different from other kinds of writing, right, where, like, a novelist will put the book out there into the world, and then people will have their own private experience of it. But as a playwright, it's far more collaborative, and every time the play gets done, every production is like a series of choices that group of people has made. So they've made a choice to cast these people and to design the set this way and to do it on the Granville Island stage, for example, and not on the Stanley stage or in the BMO Center. And all of those things affect the production and affect how the audience receives the play, right? And then not only that, but how are you going to do it? How are you going to say that line? How are you going to interpret this scene? How are you going to play this moment? How are you going to, you know, and the list goes on and on and on. So, so for me as a writer, that's really exciting to see, oh, wow, this is how this group of people interpreted this play. And see things of going like the great moments are when I go, oh, I never thought of it that way. I never, right. And it works. It's great. It's that's really funny, or that's really moving, or really powerful. And that's not how it sounded in my head, but that is actually a collection of people who've made an even better choice than I had in my head. So those are the real moments of joy.
Did you act before you started writing?
Yeah, I still act, but I acted. I was like a professional actor for probably at least 10 years before I my first play premiered. So, so that also the fact that I am an actor and had experience on stage before writing, it definitely is like the greatest influence of my work. I would say that like I am. It's definitely a playwright, but I am like a person who writes plays through the lens of an actor.
How did you decide to become a playwright?
How did I decide to become a playwright? I guess I always like dabbled in writing. Mm-hmm. I was always interested in writing and wrote stuff in high school and university. Most of which never saw the light of day, but I would have like notebooks, and I had many sort of, you know, 5-page documents on my computer. So it took me a while to actually figure out like how do you write a play that has a sort of engine or a conflict or a central problem that can last more than a couple pages before it just runs out of steam. Yeah, but my first play was called Stag and Doe, and it premiered in 2014, but it I started writing it in 2011. I was an actor at the Blythe Festival here in Ontario, and that's a company that does a lot of new work, exclusively Canadian work, and and a lot of world premieres. And so I was around a lot of writers and around a lot of new writing, and I was really inspired by that. And I thought, okay, if I'm ever going to do this, like maybe now is the time to start and to really buckle down and make yourself write something. Easier said than done, but that was really kind of the catalyst moment.
Yeah, because you said something a moment ago, Mark, that intrigued me about your own story, and that is that in writing the Golden Anniversaries, you had in mind two actors of a certain age, say, and mm-hmm. writing for that demographic, if you will, or for two actors, I should say, that are in their 70s.
Yeah.
I would think that having had experience in acting itself, that probably, I guess, that gave you the idea to do that too, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've worked with a lot of incredible people who are now like that age, and and I feel like, God, like acting is one of those things where you kind of, hopefully, I think, get better as time goes along, right? That like you've actually got way more experience, way more skills, and more life experience to draw on as a person. And yet, I saw all of these great, great actors having trouble finding work and not having any parts written for them or plays about them. I also sort of studied plays about, especially smaller plays, like not necessarily that are similar to the Golden Anniversaries, but just like how have other playwrights over time written about seniors, especially marriage between senior people. So I looked at that too. And I also think, you know, like I think what's fun about the Golden Anniversaries is that, yes, it's about a senior couple, but it appeals to people. It's really a play about family, right? Because these people are the center of this family. And so so I think anybody who has, like, had parents or grandparents or whether you're single or in a relationship or not, I think there are things that will resonate with people. And because we get to see this couple over the span of these 50 years, at some point, even if you're in your 20s, there's a scene where those characters are actually in their 20s, even if they're being played by actors who are a few years older than that. But I also, you know, I think a lot about audience, and I think about who's going to see these plays. And if you look around at a lot of theater audiences, there's a lot of white hair. And I wanted to write something that was also, that resonated with that audience and that felt like it was for them and in a way about them. So yeah, that was another source of inspiration of why I chose a couple at this age to look at.
And it's set in Canada too, with all the Canadian references and the sort that we'll all get, whether, whatever part of the country we're in, right?
Whatever part of the country we're in, yeah, we can all laugh at a good Canadian tire joke.
Mark, it's been a pleasure talking to you today. You break a leg, as they say. I so appreciate your time today. Thanks for this.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks. I appreciate it.
The website for more is at markcrawfordplays.com. You can get tickets to the Golden Anniversaries, which is at the Granville Island Stage, through the Arts Club website. That's at artsclub.com. The Golden Anniversaries playwright, Mark Crawford, joined me on the line from Stratford, Ontario, in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Planta.